It's Holy Thursday, and the Sacred Triduum begins. Welcome to today's podcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. Roman station for the Mass of the Last Supper is at the Bishop of Rome's Cathedral Church, the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. Traditionally on Holy Thursday, the Bishop of Rome celebrates two Masses here, the Chrism Mass and the Mass of the Last Supper. It is moving to see the head of the College of the Apostles, the successor of Peter, in the head of the basilica, which is the apse, because the nave of the church is flanked with heroic statues of the other apostles, carved between 1705 and 1718. Whenever I'm in St. John Lateran, I always contemplate Bartholomew holding a knife and his own skin, and Thomas pointing with his famous finger toward the altar where my Lord and my God are called down. The baldachin over the altar contains relics of Peter and Paul, and a table altar thought to be one used by Peter himself. Let's hear from Blessed Ildefonso Schuster about the Mass of the Last Supper. In the lesson from the first epistle to the Corinthians, St. Paul dwells on the institution of the Blessed Sacrament and on the dispositions which are necessary in order to partake of it worthily. The same lesson has already been read in the office for the vigil of this day, but it is here repeated because its natural place is in the Mass of Maundy Thursday. An abuse had crept in at Corinth on the occasion of the celebration of the common banquet, when the Holy Eucharist was consecrated in accordance with the example of the Savior and the earliest ordering of the apostles. The richer members feasted on their own account, ignoring the poor and the latecomers. This, observes the apostle, is no longer the Lord's Supper, but bears a strong resemblance to those banquets which were customary among the religious societies of the pagans, who also met together for social intercourse and feasting. We do not, says St. Paul, meet merely to satisfy the requirements of the body, but in order to preserve intact the sacramental significance of the supper, that which we celebrate and take part in common in the sacrifice which commemorates the death of the Redeemer. Let each one, then, examine his own conscience, lest the bread of life, eaten unworthily, becomes the cause of condemnation and death. The Mass, therefore, according to the teaching of the Apostle, is a true sacrifice, commemorating that of Calvary, that is, the death of the Lord. We should then take part in it with lively faith and gratitude, if we desire to share in the effects of the redemption. Every sacrificial rite ordains that those who participate in it should do so by consuming the victim. Among the ancient peoples, this final banquet signified the intimate relationship which linked the victim to the worshippers, in whose name it was offered to the divinity. The victim is a substitute for him who offers the sacrifice, and the latter consumes the victim in order to be identified with that which legally represents him. Further, the sacrificial feast has a sacred character and symbolizes the reconciliation of the divinity with man, inasmuch as both are seated together as friends at the same table. In the Mass, the priest must necessarily partake of the sacred victim through sacramental communion. It is sufficient for the faithful to associate themselves with the sacrifice by a spiritual communion, but the Church greatly desires and insistently teaches that they too should, as often as possible, take part in the sacrifice by the actual reception of Holy Communion in memory of the death of the Lord.